Yeah, it's hard to say. I could probably tell you more after the game. Still studying them, still getting to know them. It had some changes from the off season with some additions. Two significant injuries, and those guys were excellent players. And like all teams dealing with injuries, I know they're going to have somebody else step up. But, a well-coached team always does that. But I really hate to see what happened in the first game to DeVito and Derek. Those are two excellent players. Like I said, they got great pass rushers. They got physical guys in the front, linebackers, and active secondary. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, we've tried to stay abreast of what's going on. I've been in contact with Wes. I know he's chomping at the bit to get back. I know he's here in town, and so obviously it'd be great to give him back. Just got to see how the process, see how it all shakes out. Yeah, I keep in touch with him, and I know we had the call. They had the call last night and didn't get the news that we wanted. But hopefully, I guess something was going on today, and Jacob Tammy was on the call along with Vaughn, so talked to them this morning. And it'd be great if they got it resolved today, and love to get Wes back. Yeah, that's a great honor for Julius. He deserves it. Great start for him. Like I said, he has really worked hard this offseason. He's had some specific goals that he wanted to try to reach, and I think he's put the time and work in. Hey, he's still a young player. He's still got to keep improving, and I think he will, but he's willing to put in the work. And so I was really happy with the way he played and competed, and nice to see him recognized. Yeah, it was a good start. Yeah, the first three plays of the game went right to him, and so I think certainly he understands that. I have confidence in him. I believe in him. There's still certain routes that we probably are more comfortable with than other routes, and you're going to continue to work on those, during practice and try to get comfortable with all of them. Some just take time, but it's nice to get game reps. And I thought that was some improvement, and there were some steps forward the other night, and hopefully that can continue throughout the season. Well, you're always looking to improve, in all phases of the game. I thought Monte ran really hard. I really did. I thought he had a lot of second efforts, extra yards. His touchdown play was awesome. I think Colts really had a good defensive play, almost a tackle for a loss, and he made a couple guys miss, and a great effort to get into the end zone. Made a couple nice catches, and so I just like the way. I just kind of liked the look in his eye the other night in his first start as a starting running back for the Broncos, and I think he'll just keep getting better all season. Yeah, I mean, I noticed him early. I mean, he was really one of the first guys when I got here to Denver. That brilliant rule that you can't use the Broncos facility until whatever April 20th. Even though the coaches won't be out there, you got this nice green grass, and we went over to Valor High School, which was, great facilities. The track teams practicing track as we're running around the track. There's a FedEx guy filming the whole workout. I don't know if the package got there on time or not that day or not. But, just the little things you got to deal with. But Julius was one of the few guys, he and Decker, that I was throwing with. And I remember going, golly, I never 6'4" tight end. I mean, those guys just don't come around very often, and they could really run. And then just seems like next thing he had a previous injury that kind of flared up again, and he was just injured, and so it kind of went away. But I definitely had a great early appreciation of his talent and ability, and so it was great to get him back healthy last year, and had a great year. It's like I say, he's still a young player, and he still has a lot of things that he knows he has to improve on. But I think he'll be a better player this year than he was last year. I really do. I guess kind of like that, beating all 32 teams, it just means you've played a long time, and it means you're an old player. That's kind of how I look at it. So, throwing touchdowns, it's still it's part of your job in order to help your team win, or scoring touchdowns, throwing them or handing them off. And so, but I guess, if I take a moment to think about it, it tells me that I've played with a lot of great receivers that have caught a lot of passes, and, you know, there's a lot of things that go into throwing a touchdown pass, but I do take the time to appreciate whether it was, you know, Demarius, who's caught a ton of them here in just a couple of years, and, you know, had a chance to visit with my old teammate Reggie Wayne the other night, and I guess you do take a moment to think about all the great players that I played with, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to play with those guys. I think our division is, I think it's the toughest division in football. I thought it was last year as well. At four excellent football teams, and Chiefs are a playoff team coming back. Just like kind of last year, you throw out what happened last week, you throw it out the window. It's a division game, two teams very familiar with each other, you know, well-coached, talented football team. It's a physical football game, and that's how we have to play on Sunday, because we know that's how they're going to play.